Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and welcome to the Curated Read Room. You've got Omi Inka live coming to you from my studio, welcoming you to another day of the Poetry Slam, which is louder than a bomb. We are having our Kwanzaa celebration, of course, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to wait to the day after Christmas to start with the Kwanzaa. We've already lit all the candles and enunciated on all of the Nguzu Nsabas. And we're wishing you and yours a happy Kwanzaa because we're traditionalists. We have not executed Christmas. It is not something you do to people who need to be weaned off of Christmas. You educate them. So tonight I'll be educating you a little bit about the meaning of Christmas and where it came from and also how it got indoctrinated into our history and how we are creatures of habit. So now we're a part of this history. And because we're part of this history, we can't no more than write ourselves out of the history as we can to put ourselves back in history. So now we're grafting ourselves back in, ladies and gentlemen. So allow me to do that. On this segment, there will be no phone calls. There will be no calling in of doing poetry. We want to reserve this exclusively for explaining the traditions of our forefathers and explaining the reason for a tree and how did it get here and who told us to worship Jesus' birthday. And the Jesus that we're worshiping, is he the real Jesus? And will the real Jesus stand up? The Jesus I know was persecuted. He also was the Jesus who was crucified for justice and liberation. He was a nationalist. The only thing that history knows for sure about the Jesus that they've planted in history is that he died fighting the Romans. He was a resurrectionist, people. He was a resurrectionist. He believed in conscious information and giving people a right to voice to speak out on behalf of their own issues. He believed in working with his cousin, John, who was also a nationalist, and they both fought together side by side as cousins. And as we should do, we should have the same interest that our family has. Now, I want to direct this message to the family because somewhere along the family has disconnected and they're not together on things. And I've been told that we should always create a united front. And as we know, some of the people in the Bible, they were jinxed out of their birthright because they worshiped many gods and allowed women to introduce many gods to them. Now, I want to address that today, because many of our black men are allowing the women to be their God, and they're bowing down to them and not to the real, authentic God. I want to address two things. The fact that we must always remember that our relationship with God is a personal one. It does not include anyone to come in. Just like when you go into the toilet, you don't need anyone to come in to watch you or observe you or wipe you. You must learn to do all those things on your own, just as you must learn to praise and worship and commune with God on your own. Men, please do not forget that. You may mistake a woman for your God and miss out on your blessing because your destiny called for you to let God live his life out through you and not some other woman and not your mother, but God. And the second thing I want to address is, where did this Christmas come from? And why do we love it so much? Is it because it correlates with the little sweet baby Jesus, who we love so much, who is now grown up and who should live in all of us? Is it because we see him coming with gifts? But the story that I read said that we came with gifts for him for his birthday. Now, there's a lot of Christ-like childs that are being born on the day of Christmas, and they want to be treated like the Jesus. But you must have a lifestyle. Now, I never took Christmas out of my traditions because I was brought up with it as a child. Even with the allegorical stories and the mutilated stories, I still loved it because it calls for people to rally themselves together and come together and show kinship and fellowship, and the gifts of Watties. So I'm going to incorporate a little bit of Kwanzaa into the tradition of African-American-style Christmas. I didn't say European style. I said African-American style. Now, this is according to Omi. Take it or leave it. You do your thing, and let me do my thing. And I'm about ready to do my thing tonight, because this is my night. About 37 years ago, I gave my hand to a man and said, I do, and I promised that I would be all that I could be to him, and we wedded. And this is the anniversary day that I was married on December 21st. I like to commemorate it by incorporating it into my Kwanzaa party, into my history and revamping traditions of our fathers. You don't throw them away. So what if it makes the European rich? then you have got to learn how to redirect those dollars, but keep the tradition of Christmas. A lot of what you celebrate is allegorical stories. A lot of what you celebrate is a man-made tradition. You have to understand that your mere existence is an allegorical story because truly you're not here. So the things that make us laugh and be joyful and happy, why do we wipe them out of our life? Why do we put them on hold, stamp them out, say you no longer can do this? When we have celebrated traditions, we need more traditions in our life. We need more opportunities to raise up our glasses and give a toast to the Most High and acknowledge Him. So today I bring you Christmas, the African-American style, incorporating it with Kwanzaa. No, I have not taken my artificial tree down. It is still lit with all of the glorious lights. They tell me that Nebuchadnezzar's birthday was on the 25th instead of Jesus' birthday. But nevertheless, they chopped down a tree and they put tinsels on it and they rallied around it because it brought them joy and it lifted them higher and made them feel good and wanted to do good things for their wife and to love their children and to come home at night and to be a family. So that's what it's about today, ladies and gentlemen. It's about a reason for the season. And this is Omi's perspective only. Now, I know you say, Omi, you're conscious, but why are you going backwards? Why are you slipping into anesthesis? And why can't you wake up out of this false thing called Christmas? Because it's not false in my life. It's real. Because it became real when I appointed it and directed it towards the purpose that it should bring. Tonight I'll be bringing people from all over the city in my home to serve them a meal. I found an opportunity to bless somebody. And they wouldn't have come out to get this meal had I not attached Christmas to it. Sometimes we have to be cunning as a serpent and as sweet as a dove. But we must get our message through by creating that haven. And if Christmas has to be the stamp on the envelope to draw those people here to my home, then so be it. Because I'm a giver, people. And I love to give of myself and find a reason to serve someone. You ought to find a reason to serve someone instead of serving your own households. Give yourself to the community. Find a reason to open up your kitchen and your pantries and empty it out and feed someone today. Now, getting back to the traditions of African-American Christmas style, we talk about the tree and why they chopped it down. And whose birthday was it? All of those things are a mystery, but it wasn't Jesus' birthday. And according to statistics and history, he was not born on some cold winter night in a manger. And the date is not even exact. I'm giving you this history because I want you to be conscious about what is statistics and don't be dumbfounded. But you make the choice how you tend to incorporate it in your life or disconnected. I choose to incorporate it, not because I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of gifts to go up under that tree. That tree is empty. It is void of gifts. It is merely a symbol to keep the hope alive in my son's eyes, to tell him, yes, son, you were born on Christmas Day, and we were happy when you came, and you brought joy and good tidings, and you made it all worth it. So we want to light this tree up in honor of what you brought to us. But there will not be fabulous gifts up under there and spending money that we do not have and purchasing things that you want to take back. Those will not exist. We have not put anything under the tree. So therefore, my son accused us of robbing him of his birthday. So today is the day we celebrate his birthday and not on Christmas. To let him know we still acknowledge who you are and that you came here on one glorious morn. Now the lights are here to attract one, to warm one's spirit. When we live in a society of mental health illness and people down in their spirit and disillusioned and lost without hope, we need the frequency to vibrate to lift us. So I light the tree to vibrate my frequencies, to ignite me, so that I can send airwaves of energy across the airwaves to real hope in those people that are across the nation who have lost all hope. And to bring hope to the people outside of my window that they know they can come in here, that there's some hope here. And that no Bahamba can steal my anointing. Let no man steal your anointing. They may want to come to your door and rip your door off, and they may want to change your locks, and they may want to break in, and they think they're coming to get a part of you. But don't let the strong man in. Some of us have let the strong man in. And now he comes and sees your house is not swept and clean, so he brings seven more spirits stronger than the one before. And they may even be your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Look them over. Take some time and look them over. If they come with a new doctrine, one that you don't know of, outside of yourself, one that they're not even sure of, but if they tell you not to put Buddha in your corner, if they tell you not to bow down to an African god, if they tell you not to meditate with Islam, then they are the false god. We must worship and acknowledge all of the prophets. And there's something good to be said about each one of the prophets. This Christianity thing has done a disservice to our African community. It's got us so confused that most of us are in the psychiatric office now, wondering what happened to their paychecks and their money that these churches are ripping them off. And now that they can't see their way clear or straight, and they're mentally off balance because God promised them something. They opened up their purse and they gave everything, but now they don't have anything in return. And this name it and claim it soon wore off. And the healings that they were faking when they stood in line, falling out, prostrated themselves, they can't fall down no more. They have gotten up. One great morning, we need to get up. And when we get up, we need to have all power in our hands. We cannot condemn those that are not Christians. We cannot look down upon them and say, with snobbish nose, they haven't dignified themselves. They're living in fetish behavior. They're living in voodoo or witchcraft. Well, I want to tell you, if you're an African person, your ancestors brought you up in African consciousness, dealing with the spirits. There's no other God you can see on this earth, but the closest thing to God you will ever get is with the spirit. So don't think that you're so high out and almighty now that you've gotten Christianity in your life and you've incorporated Christians and now you're spending all your money and you're recirculating your dollar outside of the black community. So let me tell you something, that the tree does not represent spending. It represents an energy and a frequency for me. As for me and my house, we will have frequency. So let your energy and frequencies rise as I speak today. I'm trying to take somebody's ninth ether and reconnect it back to their higher self so that their third eye can open up and they can become clairvoyant. And they will hear, have audio clairvoyant and hear in other places outside of this country and have the vision that they can see into people's lives. I'm trying to take you to another level before 2012 gets here. I'm trying to jar your spirit so your medulla oblongata will be intact and it will remember in the Akashic records who you once were. Even without a tree, the frequencies are already in you. They just need to be stirred up. I'm stirring up the gifts today. So when you walk in my house and see this tree, don't get alarmed. Don't get confused. I'm an educator, and I must educate you on why I continue to keep it in my home and why it will stay there as a tradition, as an honor for my children, that they will understand that we have gotten beyond the tree. We are now into the frequency level. As a science teacher, teaching at the college level, I've always known that there was some godlike manner in science, even though they said that it is statistics and we don't have God in science. That's a lie. Science has always existed with God, and the mystery has always been there. So this mystery Christian, Christmas, you say, Sherry, you say, Omi, what is this mystery Christian? The mystery is that hopefully one of these tinsels, one of these fictitious emblems will come to life like one of the Orishas. and it will bring hope to someone. It will enlighten someone's spirit, because there are men and women locked up in mental institutions. I know, ask me, I had one of my family members there under false pretense that there was no hope. And when I broke up in the place, I said, baby, you better know there's some hope in this world, because your mother exists, and I'm nothing but a butt by the grace of God. And if I can make it, you can make it too. Pull yourself together and get up and lift up your countenance and tell yourself that your mind will be stayed on God and you'll have a sane mind. I know what I'm talking about. If you don't believe me, ask somebody that know me. And they'll tell you the struggle that I had with mental health in my family. And it's in yours too. And you know about it. But you won't tell your story because you're too embarrassed for somebody to find out that there is one that has been marked by God. I know what cripples and albinos and dismembered people mean. It means they've been marked by God to be a worshiper. And God wants to only remind me to stay in worship, or else he will mark your child too if you don't stay in the worship and praising. Now, I want to also say, this symbol that we hold to be self-evident and truth in our house has lit our house up with spirits and not with the alcohol spirit. We must learn to turn to something that will bring us joy and happiness without becoming intoxicated and influenced by alcohol. You must put it away. Strong drink you give to those who are about to perish. But those who are full of the spirit can vibrate on a frequency that they can lift the dead. And I tell you this because my spirits have been used in hospitals to vibrate and lift the dying souls of those in a cancer ward. You're not looking at an ordinary woman. I am a peculiar person. And I want to send this message to my sons to let them understand that when you bring someone into your life, do not let them bring you strange gods. Make sure that you hold fast to what you know in the spirit realm. Do not allow outside Christians to bring you their lukewarm, watered-down story. It is regurgitated from your story. So how is it that the child is now going to substantiate you? Sons, I want you to know that this Christmas tree represents today that you will have hope in your heart, that you will take control of your families, and you will have a redemption plan, and you will go find a helpmate to help you carry it out. Do not let a woman coming in leading you with her foolishness about Christianity, with her commitment to tell you how much she's overcome and where she's at spiritually. Because she can be light years behind prematurely, because if she's still in Christianity and Christmas, she has not grown to the level of maturity of spirituality. We've got to wake up our significant others and our loved ones about consciousness and doing for self. It is nothing wrong when you want to go into your house to clean yourself up, to make yourself presentable. It is nothing wrong for you to want to learn about your African consciousness since it civilized the whole world. And if Egypt is up for grabs, baby, you better be over there in line waiting to get a piece of it, because it all belongs to us. And for you to give it to somebody else and let them reap the benefits by calling themselves the Ancient One and the Cleopatra, then you'll be a fool to not to worship your ancestors. And I'm cautioning you to acknowledge your ancestors on a daily basis, because they have turned cold with you, because you have forsaken your ancestors for all man-made activity. So I want to tell you to pour a glass of water to your mother's spirit on a day-to-day basis and your father's spirit. Get a reading and find out what your destiny reading is. When every child is born, make sure every child knows his destiny. It is your reasonable service to tell your child his destiny. And don't put no tree up and put a bunch of gifts on it and say, look what Santa Claus brought you. Quit giving the white Santa Claus credit for all the work that you've done all year. Quit doing that. Tell them if you're going to put a tree under there, that mom and dad worked hard to buy these things, and it came out of our bank account, and it didn't come easy. And take down the blue-eyed Jesus off the wall and tell them the real story of the black Oromola, who was a cast maker who molded human being into being, and God gave the breath of life. I want you to be awakened today and not sleep, my family. I want you to understand that if you're going to celebrate Kwanzaa too, you must buy a tree that still has its roots on it. Do not dismantle the roots and display it with the bag of dirt on the bottom, like I do. And explain that this tree represents Kwanzaa and the first fruit and the Nguzum Saba. And take that tree and plant it in the ground so it can spring up, and Mother Nature can continue to grow and assist you. So I have two trees. That's right, two trees. It is for education purposes. Use your moments for time to educate. As a teacher, you will always be educating. Now let's get back to this false tradition we serve, Christmas. Is it a time for everybody but African Americans to get rich and to get wealth in their pockets and to get the salaries and jobs that we don't have? Is it a time for them to tell us, you will buy these products because I know you feel nobody loves you, baby. But when you get these things, you feel equal to everyone else and you feel wanted now that you've bought all these things and you can feel so good about yourself. No, you won't. You will be upset the day after Christmas and you'll want to take all the stuff back and get a refund. Maybe you gave your child that joy on Christmas Day and took videotapes and you took pictures and you had memories, but you had the memories of paying the bills afterwards. I want to teach you to recirculate your money in your own community. Tonight we'll be giving Zawatis to our guests, and as they start assembling in, we will be giving them a bag to take out a Zawati. It might be a saying, a poem, or it could be a quote. It might even be a gift certificate. It might even be a $5 off card. But it's something to say, keep on moving. Keep on believing that there is hope, to keep hope in their life. Not to make them rich. Zawatis can never make you rich other than in your consciousness. So as we read off all of the Nguzum Sabas for today, the principles, the seven principles of Nguzum Saba, Umoja, unity, to be able to strive for the maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race, Kujichajalia, self-determination, to create, name, and define our lives to ourselves, and instead of allowing it to be defined for us, and to determine who our enemies and friends will be. Ujima, collective work and responsibility to build and maintain our community while working with others to solve our problems, our own problems, in our bedroom as well. Ujima, cooperative economic, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and businesses and profit from them as well. Together in Harambe, pulling together. Nia, purpose, to make our collective vocations and building and developing of our own community and our own institutions and colleges. Kuumba, creativity, to have our community more, make our community more beautiful than what we inherited it. Imani, faith, to believe in our people, teachers and leaders, and the virtues and victories of our struggle, and to have a redemption plan, according to Omi. Attach that to it, too. I want you to understand, people, You can do all the lectures in the world talking about how you must execute Christmas and stop the tradition of Christmas. When something has already been ordained or decreed, you can no more take it out of history than you can put yourself in history. So you might as well accept it, take it, make the best of it, and use it. I want to talk to all of these sanctimonious Christians who think they've got a monopoly on the situation. Our journey, lightly, everyone that do statistics and history know that Christianity is a newcomer on the scene. You must understand that Europe and African religion are light years ahead of Christ. They were here before Christ, the Christ story. The Christ story is a borrowed one. It's a borrowed story. It was stolen off the walls in Egypt. So the Immaculate Conception is a borrowed story, and it too was taken. The names of